Traffic in Paradise by Nancy Milby. Half the people out there are below average. Steve deadpans this from the passenger seat after I've just cursed the idiot in front of me who decided he needs to switch lanes right now and stops traffic in my lane to wait for a break in the other lane, which is not happening anytime soon because, yeah, it's PCH on a Saturday afternoon in downtown Laguna Beach. Right, I say, and that half decided to come to the beach today. Living in a resort town can be a challenge in the best of times and a downright nightmare in the worst. Limited access, limited parking, narrow streets that are confusing to navigate unless you know where you're going. Enough great scenery that everyone slows down to gawk. Couple that with fluff for brains tourists who think it's okay to step out into the highway without looking because they're too busy playing Candy Crush on their phones to check to see if the light has changed. And yep, total traffic nightmare. I'm just trying to get home from the grocery store. How hard can that be? Sometimes I wonder if I've simply missed all these years the sign telling people to check your brains at the city limit, please. Or maybe Frodo slipped into town and left his cloak of invisibility draped over my car. What else can possibly explain the guy in front of me who suddenly decides to pull a U-ey across four lanes, including mine, without so much as a blink, or a blinker, as it were? Cue the screeching brakes and the blasting horn in return for a blank stare, or if I'm lucky, the finger. At least the finger means they're paying attention. It's like an obstacle course just going that half mile home. The speed limit through town is 30 miles per hour. Kind of slow, a little aggravating, but reasonable, especially with the brain-dead pedestrians. But now I'm behind somebody going about 10, looking for an address, a cross street, or just in awe. Oh, he's looking for a parking spot, and he just found one, but he overshot, and now he's backing up right into me. What the heck? It's not summer. It's not even a sunny day. And as I try to get out of the way of this guy who is intent on backing up into me to snag that parking spot, a horde of skateboarding teenagers races out from between the parked car behind me, blocking my retreat. Crap, now I'm stuck because the skateboarders stop behind me rather than rolling into the oncoming traffic. At least one of them has a working brain. And then I see in my side mirror a black truck jacked up on huge wheels, swaying like a drunken sailor in the lane on my left. Great, all I need is a side swipe to make this trip to the grocery store oh so memorable. By some freak of nature, the guy passes me without making contact. I give him my best glare, but he doesn't see it because, yeah, he's thumbing out a text on his cell phone. A moment later, I hear the crash. Yep, that overloaded testosterone texter rear-ended a car stopped at the next light, giving me the traffic brake necessary to pull a left-hand turn from the right lane and disappear up a side street.